Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody around here is called Rita. Eh? If she's here, all. Somebody around this. Eh? She's where? You're called Rita, you come. Who is called Kemirembe? Okay. In the name of Jesus. Now you came to the partners meeting and the Lord led me to single out your pledge card because something special is happening. And what's your first name?
Jacinta.
Hey, okay. Yes. So in the name of Jesus,
amen.
I release you into a new season.
Amen.
I release you into a new season.
Amen.
Which does not exceed February.
Amen.
And it is now. I know your season, the season you're looking for is financial, eh?
Amen.
But there is another one now which is, there's something which is budding, eh? Which is of actually romantic nature.
Hallelujah.
And now you actually have been believing God for something financial. But now the thing I'm seeing right now is of a romantic nature.
Amen.
And something that brings peace. Eh?
Amen.
Now, this is what I hear the Lord saying.
Amen.
All the turmoil that you've been through, eh, in that area.
Amen.
All the problems that you've had in that area.
Amen.
The time of restitution is now.
Hallelujah. I receive.
The time of restitution is now.
Amen.
Now, and actually, his coming sorts even the other issues. Eh?
Amen. Hallelujah.
So now I know. You know, I went with the pledge cards home, eh? And I spent a whole night praying for them. Eh?
Amen.
And the Lord led me to single out hers. Eh?
Amen.
So now, something special. Eh? In every way is happening. Eh?
I receive.
Now, all the faith that you've had in the tough times, and there have been very tough times.
Yeah.
Now, it is time for you to be rewarded. Eh?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Rita, you're called Rita. Eh? Okay? You're called Rita. Eh? Is this your first time here? Where do you go to church?
Currently, I don't have a church.
Okay. I know that story. Okay. Let's pray. Just pray in tongues. Rico Grazantalabashiko Grabarazitelebeshalamrazita. You're so scared, eh? Don't relax. Rika Mrazintalabashiko Grozontor Roshita Brazinta. Yeah, romance also, eh? Now. Eh?
Amen.
Are you seeing somebody?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Eh?
Yes.
Now I'm seeing you.
Somebody is seeing.
Like crushing on somebody. And it ended, and then, like, you know. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Now.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
So it is restored.
Amen.
And he's the one who ended it. And he's the one who is going to restart it.
Amen.
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 It's received. Hallelujah.
Okay, I remove confusion from him.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the fear, eh? There is fear. Okay, he has fears, but mostly financial, eh? Like this and this and this. So now I remove, you're quaking, eh? I can even feel the tremor in your hands, eh? Relax. Eh? Good things are happening here. Eh?
Amen.
Good things are happening all around. So, yeah. So he comes back himself. When he comes back, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah? Amen. Amen. Okay. No. Okay. You go and sit down. You said Rita is your sister. Okay. Let's pray. Rita, Pastor Terebe, Siko Cross. She's older than you,
Yes, sir.
Does he have a kid?
No.
Rika Brazanta Bashiro Brozonto Roshika Kamazinta Rico Brazanta Bashiro Brozonto Roshira Brazinta Roshi Roko Brozonto. Now take this message to her. She's born again.
Yeah.
Take this message to her and tell her that her business, I don't know why, but God is doing something powerful in her business. Because I'm sensing, like, there's a lot of struggle. Trying to find, you said she bakes whatever.
Yeah.
But now, also her new season.
Amen.
Also her new season has come.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen on her behalf.
Amen.
Yeah, a season where she does not struggle.
Amen.
She does not struggle. But I see as if she was looking for a job.
Yeah,
she just went into that thing because she didn't get a job and so on.
Yes, sir.
Now, if she wants the job, she will get it.
Amen.
But then the business is going to prosper.
Amen.
Also. So, you tell her, if she actually does want the job, she can get the job.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. So, receive it on her behalf.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
She was working somewhere and the job like ended just like that.
Yeah.
And, Rika Grabazitoro Shiro Bozitarabashiro. Roko Cross. I'm seeing as if she has a gift in marketing. What kind of job was she doing?
She was working in an air travel company.
And what was her work?
I'm not sure about the position she was holding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. In the name of Jesus, I release that job.
Amen.
In the area of her gifting, the special area of her gifting.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And it shall be a wonderful job.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. First praying tongues, everybody. Rika Brazantara Shiko Brazantere Silo Brazantereshu. Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Because you do a new thing in our midst. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because we are in this year that your revelation grows in us. That your revelation grows in us. Now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, because this revelation is what we feed on and it's what creates the life that we want. And I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that none of the distractions of the world create an alternative that takes us away from the truth of your revelation. Because your revelation produces everything that we need in this world. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, because this will be our meditation, this will be our conversation, this will be the thing by which we go in the name of Jesus, and we shall not be distracted, and we shall not be turned aside from that which you've prepared for us. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, this week, the world's top globalists made in the French Swiss Alps, city of Davos, in the snow, and they were plotting how they want the world to run. Now, this is an open meeting. It's not a secret meeting in Davos. It's actually an economic forum, and they are supposed to be talking economic things. But it also comes at a time when Winnie Byanyima's Oxfam announced that now 82% of the world's wealth is held by 1% of the people in the world. So the other 99% share the other 18%. Now this is only going to become worse because the purpose of it is for 1% of the people to own 99% of the wealth. then we have entered what the New World Order really wants and what the Davos World Economic Forum is all about. Now, of course, today they've suffered, not just today, they've suffered some hiccups, and the major one is Donald Trump, because he comes with a message that is completely different. And so he's so ostracized by them, and, you know, we don't care what he says. But the truth is, the reality is that his policies have caused economic growth across the world, not just in America. But, you know, being the biggest economy, when they sneeze, the rest of the world does what? Catches a cold. Now, when their economy is growing, the rest of the world is actually growing. And many of those people, even if they don't like him, they actually are beneficiaries of the economic policies that he's put in place. But it's an international, it's a meeting of internationalists, of the elite, who sit and decide how they want the world to run economically, but also in other areas. Now, I was looking at their program for the day. Trump gave his speech today. I think he might just be giving it now. But I was looking at their agenda, looking through it, Monday, Tuesday, you know, that it started on Friday last week and it ends today. And I realized that the top thing on the agenda this year, more than even the economic things, is actually meditation, Buddhist meditation. Now, they even hired a man who is a spiritual son of the Dalai Lama. Who knows the Dalai Lama? Yes, like a French man called Matthew Richard, who went to the Himalayas and sat under the tutorship of the Dalai Lama and was mentored by him. And now he's come back to Europe. He's French. He's come back to Europe with a message that he's the happiest man in the world. I don't know. That's obviously because he has not met me. Now, or you, or any other remnant. Now, now he's teaching people how to be happy. Now, you see the devil, he creates misery, then he gives you a solution. And the solution is to just get you into more misery. But anyhow, we are seeing presidents and finance ministers and leaders of top corporations and all such people going in the morning, the first session, and they spend hours in meditation being led by this guru. But that's not all. All the world leaders are coming with their own gurus. The Prime Minister of India, Narendra Modi, came with two accompanied spiritists to help him to do what? To meditate. They said to get mental energy and to start the day with mental energy. Now, they are teaching these things to workers in most of the top companies in the world, especially tech companies, because those people exert a lot of the mind. So there are sessions of yoga. Yoga is just the beginning of, you know, all this. But outside of that, real serious Buddhist meditation. And now they are bringing out this story of how that's what made, what's that guy who died? Steve Jobs, the Apple man. What he is, of course it is. He went there and learned those meditations. So now it's being spread and becoming mainstream. Now I'm seeing, even in schools, many schools across Europe, meditation. But remember, it is meditation, because when you meditate, when you sit down to meditate, you're opening your mind up to something. Okay? It is something. Now, of course, you can choose what that thing is. But the thing is, they've realized that the way the world runs, people whose minds are scattered are not going to have a place where we are going. Their side or our side, you understand? Either way. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, actually, sorry to point at you again. This man was telling me, Ian, when they discovered that he's going to be one of the top 10 psychics, because he apparently has a very powerful conscience. Now, a powerful conscience in our world is called a powerful calling. You understand? They know that God gave you a powerful prophetic spirit. And now those things cannot be replicated. So the devil just has to get those who have it already, who got it from God, and try to mess them up. And they work for him. Now, the first thing they taught them is how to play chess. And now you have to get to a certain level. Why chess? Because chess, true? Yes. Because chess is a concentration game. So you sit down and concentrate. And you have to see now, until you are able to see how many moves ahead. Like how many? 5 to 10 moves ahead. Can you imagine, like, you start playing, and this guy, because he has spent a lot of time looking at that board, he sees what your next move is going to be, and the next, like he has you figured out. Now, by the time you get to that, now you're ready for the spiritual stuff, because then you've mastered you've mastered how to use your mind, to channel your mind in a certain direction. Now, you know all these are spiritual principles. They are neither demonic nor what. They are all just spiritual. How you use them is a different thing. You can use them demonically. You can use them in the kingdom of God. But, you know the scripture which says, a man with a wavering, whatever, will receive nothing of the Lord. Now, if you're a scatterbrain, somebody who cannot concentrate on one simple thing, it becomes even difficult for you to actually get your prayers answered. Because you're all over the place. You cannot conceive anything. And so you cannot give birth to anything. But anyway, that's not what I'm going to talk about today. But I'm just telling you that now meditation has become the new big thing. The other thing, by the way, they are pushing very hard at the Davos meeting is feminism. Why feminism? Because it is the antidote to proper marriages. Now, feminism does not mean women empowerment or making women get good jobs and what. That is a good thing. Feminism is teaching women that their success is when they become like men. Now, then, when you do that, then they become irrelevant. Because the reason anyone needs a woman in their life is because they're a woman and their man is a man. Because of the differences. Now, if the person has been trained to become like a man, the next thing you hear is lesbianism and homosexuality. That's how it starts. And actually, that's what the Bible says in Romans chapter 1, that the women abandoned their station as women. And then the next thing, it goes into homosexuality. Now, but why are they doing that? You see, you have to understand that the agenda of the enemy always follows after the agenda of God. Now, we spoke here at the end of last year how this year is going to be a powerful year for marriages. Okay? Now, and I told you how a lady has been called to help people in the area of marriage went to seek the Lord, like I told you, and the Lord told her it's important for marriages to be restored and get their glory. So that, because Christ is about to come for the bride, I told you that. So, he wants to sort this before the real one of Christ and the bride comes. Now, of course, the devil has his own things. The other things, pushing feminism, they are pushing artificial intelligence, especially of a sexual nature. So they are pushing sex dolls and things like that. That's at the top of the agenda of Davos in Switzerland. But the issue is, when you see sometimes, if you're not perceptive enough to know what, you look at some of the things that the enemy is doing. You understand? Every time God is about to do something, and the devil can sense it in the spirit realm. Every time God is about to do something, the devil will try to preempt it with a fake thing. I told you that. I told you that he can see the movement in the heavenlies. And he can also listen to prophets. And he can also make his own calculations of things. That's why when you read the book of Acts of the Apostles, when they took the apostles and were beating them and they telling them not to preach in the name of Jesus, a certain man called Gamaliel stood up and told the apostles, get out. Then he spoke to the people and he said that, people, listen to this. Before, around the time of the census, that's in Acts of the Apostles chapter what? Acts chapter 5, verse 33. And when they heard this, they were furious and plotted to kill them. Then one in the council stood up, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, held in respect by all the people, and commanded them to put the apostles outside for a while. And he said to them, Men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what you intend to do regarding these men. For some time ago, Thaddeus rose, claiming to be somebody. A number of men, about 400, joined him. He was slain, and all who obeyed him were scattered and came to nothing. After this, Judas of Galilee. Now, Jesus was of where? Okay, Judas of Galilee rose up in the days of the census. Now, I want you to know that the census is when Jesus was born. You understand? When there was a census, and then he went to Bethlehem. You know that. Eh? Now, at the time when he is born, the devil sends some fake guy. And he's also from Galilee. And they also guy, now, and you have to know that this is how the devil always does it. When something legitimate is about to come, he will send fake people. And what do the fake people do? They make people get angry about the thing because they come and they see their fakeness. Now you see, about the time of the census, and drew away many people after him. He also perished and all who obeyed him were dispersed. What I wanted to show you is that before Jesus was born, there were so many messiahs who came up. I'm the messiah there. I'm the messiah. I'm the messiah. And everybody is the messiah. And all of them raised by the devil. Now, when Jesus comes and says, I'm the Messiah, people say, we are tired. Just leave us alone. Like, he makes the waters very, you know, he stirs up the waters and makes everybody. Now, I'll tell you this. Even now, some of you have just joined the church in this prophetic era. Do you know how many false guys we had, fake guys we had before this true prophetic move of God? Now, anybody who has been in the church before 2000 will know that even when somebody says prophet, everybody's antennas go high. Because people suffered at the hand of fake prophets. You understand? Eh? But it was just the devil messing things up so that when the real move comes, some people have been insulated from the truth. Praise the Lord. They have been what? Insulated. Now, and they don't want to tetwagala kumanya, like, don't leave us alone, just leave us. Prophets, me, I don't want to know. And by the way, some of them, I don't blame them. Because those people did fake things. You understand? Eh? Fake things destroyed people's lives. They made. So, now when the true move comes, nobody wants to know. Anyhow. So, when you see the devil, 2018, eh? Focusing on meditation and certain things, you have to know that there is something God is trying to. Now, okay, it's not very good practice to know what God is doing by seeing what the devil is doing. But since some of you are not very perceptive, you might as well start there. Amen? Yeah. Because if somebody knew what I knew, and he sees there are five messiahs, so many people coming, messiah, messiah, then you know the real one is about to come. Because why weren't they there before? Now, even at the second coming of the Lord, you remember what Jesus said? They will tell you, he's here, he's there, he's in the forest and what? Like, it has to happen. So that now when eventually, then you run there, he's not the one. Then they say, he's here, you run, he's not the one. He's here, you run, he's not the one. Then you get bored. Now when he comes, they say, he's there, you say, leave me alone. Now that's how it always works. Now anyhow, so meditation. Meditation and the key to true spirituality actually lies in the control of the mind. The mind is the root to the spirit. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And the renewing and the control. Actually, the renewing. Eh? Now, you see, when you tell people control the mind, whew, antennas. But they don't know that 1 Peter 1:13, eh? It says, guard the loins of your mind. Eh? Therefore, guard up the loins of your mind. Be sober. Rest your hope fully. Like, where you're sober, you're not, you know, shaken. Now, let me tell you, you people play with the mind. When the mind is immobilized, there are people, I'll give you an example, who I cannot listen to when I'm asleep or when I'm sleeping because you don't trust them 100%. Eh? And at that time, you can catch something and you wake up in the morning and something has got rubbed on you, which is fake. You understand? Whereas when your mind is there, you listen and you say, that one is false. Okay, he has a point here because your mind is alert. Eh? Now, when your mind is immobilized and you're half asleep, make sure the people you put are people you trust 100%. You understand? Because I used to do those. I remember I used to listen to Benny Hinn, the time he was talking about the practice of the Holy Spirit, practice of the presence of God. So I was listening to him in the afternoon, then Saturday afternoon, I fell asleep. And then I started talking to him. Like he was there in my half sleep, and we are talking, and he was telling me things. Like, it transferred from the message to something different. And when you come out of that, Like it's easy to have picked a spirit from him. Now you have to make sure you don't mind picking anything from him. Because I don't from him. You understand? Eh? But if it is somebody you are not sure of, you listen when you are alert. Praise. Because you might wake up in the morning. And that's how people catch fake spirits. And you wake up in the morning and something nabbed you. And you don't know how to get rid of it. Do you understand? Eh? I'll give you an example. There's some people, they are preaching the gospel, but everybody knows, okay, let's say they have issues with homosexuality. Then you go to sleep listening to the guy. Big mistake. Eh? Then you wake up in the morning, and now you start having attacks of spirit, you know, spirits at night trying to have sex with you, of men. You understand? Eh? Now you've opened yourself up to something, and you, glory to God. Praise the Lord. So if you don't understand that in this end time, I was telling you last week, the amount of occultism, that is, man, it is very sad. Even powerful people are being brought down in this whole occult thing. And those people sit down in those meetings and they are teaching businessmen, CEOs, politicians, and what, how to enter the occult and get dominion from that level. You understand, eh? How to meditate and get dominion. Previously, it was the knowledge preserved for a few people. But now, they go and they are teaching it to all those people. Now, all the business executives, top globalists, this guy, this French guy, so-called happiest man in the world, comes and takes you through a session in the morning. You wake up, 6:30 to 8:30. Yeah, this is the session. Now, they are teaching you how to summon spirits to come and help you to run your business. Now, those are things which have been done in the East for so long. Now, these people go there and they come and... Now, for you, you're going to get dominion. Eh? You have to know how it happens. Praise the Lord. You have to know what? And now, those people, the people they are trying to get spirit, so are top spiritual authorities. Like the Dalai Lama. Those are top spiritual authorities. So he through meditating and what, then they play. Now the music at the side. Eh? Then they play. Dum, dum. Now your mind gets in tune. Now everything that is said thereafter lands straight into your mind. Now what you're doing is you're becoming a spiritual son of the Dalai Lama. Eh? And now it might make you rich, but it will take you somewhere else eh? Where you don't want to go. Praise the Lord. Yeah, but now those principles are the same. The spirit world belongs to God. There is nothing the devil does that he created. That is our world. That is God's world. That is God's world and by extension, our world. Praise the Lord. So now there is nothing there that belongs to him. Everything belongs to what? To us. Glory to God. Now every ministry has a core message that it is sent to preach. Amen? One core message, not many, one core message. Now, anybody who has attended this ministry knows what our core message is, and our core agenda is just end time preparing people for the return of the Lord. Now, that doesn't mean I won't talk about healing and what and all those things, but that is the core thing. Even when I speak about any of those things, even like now, it is being attached to what is happening in this end time. Praise the Lord. And that's why I have to keep a finger on everything that is happening in that world, as well as what the Lord is doing here. Now, so, Jesus' ministry on earth was to introduce the concept of a father. You understand? Now, of God the Father. But not just God the Father, the Father. Praise the Lord. Now, the Jews knew God the Judge. They knew God the Miracle Worker. They had seen the Red Sea parting. At least their forefathers had. They knew all these things. They lived in a society of miracles where an angel comes and stirs up the water and whoever falls in, you know, gets healed. So they knew the supernatural. They were not detached from that. But what they did not know and what they found offensive about Jesus' ministry is that introducing God to them as a father. Now that's what they were not familiar with. And that's what so many of us are not familiar with. Therefore, we've not actually understood the ministry of Jesus, even if we are Christians. Praise the Lord. Now, so they want to stone him. Then he tells them, many good works have I done. Of which of them do you want to stone me? Then he, they, They say, for the good works, we don't want to show you. But for calling God your father. You understand? How do you call God your father? But then Jesus is trying to show that God is not just his father. He is the father of all those who believe in him. Now, that's what a messenger does. So he brings people into where he is. What is true for him, when God sends somebody, he gets what is true for that person and brings all the other people into it. Praise the Lord. As many as received him, he gave them the power to become what? The sons of God. Now, Jesus keeps on saying that, fear not, little children. It is your father's good kingdom. Now, he's no longer saying my father. It is saying your father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Luke 12, what? 32. Then he keeps on saying, I am going to my father and your father. My father, your father. Now, he's introducing this concept of fatherhood very slowly. Now, when we understand the concept of fatherhood, we'll understand what this end time message, okay, what God's end time plan is all about. And it is all just introducing the father. Now, the final verse in the Old Testament, what is it? Malachi 4, I think, 6. What does it say? Okay. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Now, I want you to know that this is the last bit of Revelation, and it was 400 years before Matthew. 400 years between Malachi and Matthew. Now, so that one blank page in your Bible represents 400 years. Now, so the last thing now, even when Elijah comes before the second coming, the idea is to do what? The same mission. To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. Now, we are not talking about biological fathers and children. Praise the Lord. We are talking about what? Spiritual fathers. Now, this is what Jesus does. This is what so many people have to understand. Because, now I'm going to teach you. When you, just thank God you're here today. Amen. Now, when you understand the true concept of fatherhood, everything you want becomes easy. Glory to God. Everything you want, because you get it easy. That's the easy way. That's how you get things easily. And now it's just understanding the true concept of what is a father and what am I to my spiritual father. Yeah? Keep that verse up there. What am I to my spiritual father? Now, when you understand how to behave as a child of somebody, a spiritual father, then it becomes the easiest thing to inherit everything he has. Praise the Lord. Now, in the natural, we know it. If I move into a big house with a powerful, you know, with a big swimming pool and a basketball court and a tennis court, somebody say amen. Yeah. Hey, now, my son does not come and say, man, daddy is a star. I wish I was like him. No, it is, he just enters into it, and the only qualification is being my son. So there is no other qualification. Not a single other qualification. Praise the Lord. Now, people call people my spiritual father, my spiritual papa, papa. They don't know how they can actually translate that into living a dream life. Now, that's why God brought you here. Because now I'm going to teach you how that revelation alone. Can you imagine Jesus came for that? To teach people God is your father. Now, not just God being their father, but he himself being what? Their father, spiritual father. Eh? You understand? Eh? So there is a lineage. Jesus, spiritual father, is the father, God. Eh? Okay? Now, his disciples, they don't say we are going to God. They say our spiritual father is Jesus. Eh? Then others come after them and they say my spiritual father is Peter. They don't say my spiritual father is Jesus. Eh? You know, some of you want to bypass the middleman. There is no middleman here. Eh? Eh? It's like my son saying my father is his father. No, that's his grandfather. I am his father. Praise the Lord. He cannot bypass me, eh? Because his grandfather did not bring him to birth. Eh? Glory to God. Now, are you happy? Katandi kavutandi, see? Glory to God. Katandi kavutandi, see? Okay. John chapter 5. Verse 16. For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him because he had done these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working." Okay? Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Somebody say, making himself equal with God. Making himself equal with God. Okay. Now, when you understand the concept of fatherhood, you know that anything your father does, you can do. You understand? You are equal with him, not in hierarchy, but in manifestation. But in privilege. You understand? You're the same. So he's not detached. It's only in the spirit where people think a father is detached. So if your spiritual father drives a Range Rover, now, by the way, you have every right in the spirit to say that, because just like if I enter that big house, my son has every right to say this is my house. Do you understand? And the only qualification is being my son. He doesn't have no other qualification. Just now, the trouble is, the reason people do not pick on this thing is because we've created some sort of superstar culture. Okay? Now, Jesus, nobody ever came to create superstars. Do you understand? Jesus did not come to show himself as a superstar. And you see, he was trying to bring his disciples to be like him, bringing them into his reality. And so when he comes from a mountain of transfiguration and comes down and people are waiting for somebody who, the demon-possessed child, and then they come to him and say, "Man, Lord, we brought him to your disciples and they failed." Now, Jesus does not say, yeah, I'm the star. They can't handle. It's good you brought to me. No. He tells the disciples, "Have I been with you long enough and you can't do this?" Do you understand? The idea is, you are supposed by now to have been doing this. Now, if you're dealing with a carnal person, now that's the time to show that in this time, you bring him to me. So even when, okay, so Jesus said, "Bring him to me," but because they had failed, but he says, "Bring him to me." But then afterwards he rebukes them and tells them, "Couldn't you handle this? By now, So if your father is driving a Range Rover, couldn't he at least be driving, you know? At least a Subaru or something." But then even a Subaru would be undercutting yourself. You understand? Now I want you to know that the purpose, God does these things, because you see in the scripture it says, Solomon made silver as common, as stones in Israel. Was he the one using all the silver? No. Now, we can say, the watchman made Range Rovers as common as what? As Ipsums in Kampala. Okay, I'm kidding. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is all for the purpose of delivering stuff. They are not superstars here. Now, the people who God puts on his anointing, the whole purpose is for somebody to claim that thing and say that it. So if my papa is doing this, that is my right. I have every right to enter into it. Praise the Lord. Now, you go and start meditating on that. Since I talked about meditation, you'll see what it does to you. You know, the other day I was seated with some people and we were discussing, revelation of God. So we sit, I even missed the radio show on Wednesday because we were what? Jazzing. At Java's Coffee, those things. So when the radio show came, I just called Abraham and said, "You go." I'm still eating both natural and spiritual food. But you know the funny thing, we talked with those people. I said that, can you imagine we just sit down and talk and then get money? Do you understand? Sit down and talk and get money. Just that. Now, people don't understand that actually that is the life God called you to do. Now, the devil pulls you away and makes you to toil. Yet, actually, the Spirit of God, the scripture I read for you last time, everything that has been freely given to you. Now, how does it come into you if it was freely given to you? By just making it your conversation. Now, when you understand that the life that you lead is as a result of that conversation you have in you, you will meet people whom you can sit with. Do you know, I sat from 6 up to 11. They have to tell us we are closing. 5 hours of just talking scripture, revelation, what, exchanging things. Now, do you know how powerful that is? By the time I go home and sleep, I wake up in the morning and there is 4 million shillings on my phone. Eh? Like, by the way, this anything, just know this. Eh? If you knew how much the devil deceives you by making you go and be like the people of the world, eh? For them it is given to toil. For you it is given to believe. Just get those words, feed on them, believe them, say that anything that my papa can do, I can do. Eh? His life is my life. His abundance is my abundance. His you understand? Eh? Even his spiritual experiences are mine. Even his relationship with God, I inherit. Now, I want you to know that the kingdom, Jesus said, remember when he says, bring these little children, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Now, a kingdom is a place where nothing is earned. There is nothing Mutebi did to become king. He just inherited it. Now, the person who comes after him will inherit it. You cannot work and be jump from katikiro to prince. You'll never be. Praise the Lord. You'll never be. Now, some of you people choose to be katikiros. So you're working. No, choose to be the prince. Eh? Now the prince inherits. Everything is received through inheritance. Now this is not democracy. Eh? This is a kingdom. Praise the Lord. Eh? And in a kingdom, things are inherited. There is no work to be done. All inherited. And now, by the way, let me tell you, even a lot of the spiritual activity and what that people do is because they don't understand this concept. You can get all the success you want by just understanding this. Remember when they came and told Jesus that the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but yours don't fast. He said, you chill them. Let them eat food. Eh? So did I receive the ability to their shadow to heal sick by fasting? No. They received it by receiving it. By just receiving it. Now that's how a kingdom is. Eh? Everything is hereditary. There is no qualification. There is no election. There is no nothing. You could seek it adjust. Now we are in the kingdom of God. Eh? Now, if you understand that, you know that even... okay, let's read some scriptures. And let me tell you why some people don't understand these things. First of all, that what I told you, that superstar culture. Then you say, wow, man, that guy is ahead. Man, you know, he does what? The guy can even prophesy a whole line of people and what? And you've missed the whole point. The whole point is my son and the other house. Eh? This is our thing. If he can do it, I can do it. You understand? Eh? So if he can anything, you remember what the scripture says? You make yourself equal to what? God. Not in hierarchy, but in manifestation. So you are not the same in hierarchy, but you're the same in manifestation. Now let's read what Jesus says ahead. Then Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I said to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in a like manner. Now if you want to inherit a spirit on somebody, just copycat. Isn't that what Jesus is saying? Just be a copycat. Somebody told me that, you know, I saw some, you know, prophet the other day. He's completely like Mbonye. He's just there. Like, can't you be your own man? Let me tell you, that is the wisdom of the world. Don't be your own man. You're not going to reinvent the wheel. Just inherit. Eh? It is like the son of the king of Buganda saying, I'm going to start my own kingdom. Are you a fool? Just inherit. Just inherit. Don't just inherit. Praise the Lord. Just do what? Inherit. Now, there is a reason why people don't. Because you've not had teachings like this. Praise the Lord. Now, don't try to be your own man. Just be that man. Jesus says, I don't. Now, that is not true just for him. Now, I know that anything my son sees me do, he will want to do. I know it. If I don't want him to do it, I will make sure he never sees me doing it. Because that's how sonship is. Eh? Now, even taking coffee is not the age where he thinks he can take coffee. But he wants to take. Why can you do that? Why do you take coffee and me, I don't take coffee? You know what? Everything, they want to copy. Eh? Now, if you took the coffee I take, you would not sleep for 3 days. So I had to keep on telling him, no, wait up to a Saturday. Now, that's a son. Praise the Lord. Eh? Now, the spirit of Elijah, which comes before the end time, is to turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons, and the sons to the what? Yes. Now, this is what you're listening to today. Now, then you understand that you do not have to, you can't say that I'm a Mulangira, I'm going to start my own kingdom. Just wait and inherit. Do you understand? If your father owns a chain of hotels, just inherit. Do you go and start your own? No. Just inherit. That's how it is. Now, if he doesn't, those are yours. Eh? But now, the purpose of Jesus coming, actually, is to come and get a victory, get everything we'll ever need, and just pass it on to us as beneficiaries. And then tell you, Father. Okay? Father. Now, Paul says, 1 Corinthians 11:1, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. Amen? Now, there will be some clever people who will say, for us, we want to imitate Christ. Why should we imitate you? You're just a human, a mere man, and so on and so forth. Eh? You've had those arguments. Eh? Now, that's how you overthrow yourself. Because that's how you overthrow yourself. He says, just do what I imitate. Do you know what imitating means? Just do what I do. Everything you see me do. He even tells Timothy, the things that I taught you, the things that I preached to you, the things that I... Repeat those things. Teach them to other people. In other words, just pass it on. Inherit the whole thing. Now, when you imitate, imitation is the sincerest way of inheriting in the spirit. You just do what you see somebody doing. If he's your father, you say, this is my spiritual father. I just do what I see him doing. Are you the one who said that? No, Jesus said it. Okay? The son can do nothing. He's not talking about me. He's talking about the son. Praise the Lord. That is who? You, all of us, you understand? Eh? There's nobody who doesn't have a father. So he says a son can do nothing unless he sees the father doing it. But if the father does it, he does it. If the father says something, he says it. He just does what the father does. Then he goes on to say, okay, go back. Let's go back to first. For whatever he does, the father, the son also does in a like manner. Okay, go ahead. For the father loves the son and shows him all things that he himself does. Praise the Lord. Now, let me tell you. If even somebody comes and says something, and is your, I'll give you, okay, and is your spiritual father, let's say, and says, I can stop the rain. That is you. Like, you just know that if the Lord has led the person to say that, there are so many things which are done in the back, which we do not say in the here. But if it comes out, and he says he has shown him everything, eh? Then you say, oh, that's also me. Amen? Like there is the other lady who said that she one time heard me talking about walking in the rain and it does not hit you. Eh? Then she said, why not me? And actually, she even jumped on a boda boda from town to Waise. Who does that? Eh? In the rain. And not just her, even the boda boda person wasn't wet. And the guy said, eh, what? Said, no, okay. To show you that, eh, in Diwakabi, eh, now even you will go back to the stage, the rain will not hammer you. You're covered. Now, when something comes out, you receive and just go and do it at home. And use that same word. I'll give you an example. Okay. For the Father himself, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. Okay, go ahead. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even so the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son. Do you see how everything is passed on, eh? In certain judgments? Now, when a son is grown, his judgment is the same as his father's judgment. Okay? Even the father will let him run a company because he believes his judgment is the same. So, okay, go ahead. That all should honor the son just as they honor the father. Now, I'm telling you this. Eh? When that thing gets... You'll see the amount of honor that people get just by honoring a father. Do you understand? Eh? And you see that you just pick the same thing. Now, people think you'll create your own honor. No. Don't reinvent the wheel. Just get it from there. Pick it from there. Don't dig another borehole when there is one here which is working. Do you understand? Eh? First of all, you never even get the other borehole. You are not given the grace to dig a borehole. I'm speaking figuratively. Okay. Now, he who does not honor the son does not honor the father who sent him. Okay? Most assured, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes... Okay, let's stop there. But Now I'll take you to Luke chapter 10 and show you how this whole thing works. Luke chapter 10 verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them two by two before his face in every city. Now notice these are not the 12, these are 70. And the place where he himself was about to go. So he sent them there when he was about to go there. So these people would go when Jesus is about to come. These people all go, and he gave them a commission. We'll not read the old scripture. Go and heal the sick. Raise the dead. Do everything that you've seen me doing. Eh? Now, when they go there, they don't try to fast to raise the dead. They have a word from the man, the Kafuru. So just go and raise them. Do you understand? Eh? Like, do you imagine those disciples going and saying now, how are we going to raise this person? No. Jesus told us to do it. So, get up in the name of Jesus. The guy jumps up. And say, wow. Heal the sick. Now, the word is what you go by. You understand? You don't have to reinvent anything. Just carry. So they just go and they do all the things. Now, when they turn the whole city upside down, then Jesus comes. Now, they have prepared the way for him. Then he comes and now preaches the gospel and what. So they know these people are the disciples of the other guy. You understand? So they have made a way for him. Now, I want you to see that if you understand how easy it is to just go on somebody's word. And said, this is the man who can do it. And he has told me to go and do it. So I'm out of here. Okay? I'm empowered by that word. Now you see those people understood something simple. Eh? Like when Jesus says, go and heal the sick. Go and heal the sick. Praise the Lord. Can Jesus heal the sick? Yes. Have we seen it? Yes. So now he has told us to go and heal them. So as we go and heal them. It's just that simple. Now. Why does this become difficult for us? Because of the superstar culture that we have. Wow, Jesus is powerful. You know, he can even walk on water. What? And so many, even the disciples get into that. Then Jesus, Peter says, if it is you, you let me also come. And as Jesus said, no, this is for kafurus. Eh? No, he says, come. Because everything is for other people. There is nothing there that is just for him. I'm sure he could do so many things, Jesus said. Eh? But he does everything to show people, you can also do this. You can also do this. Everything I can do, you can do. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Now, that is the purpose. Now, if you have somebody who is supposed to be your father and you've made him a superstar, that is not his intention and that is not God's intention. Praise the Lord. And that was even never Jesus' intention. You understand? Eh? Now, so you see, go to chapter 9, verse 46. Then a dispute arose among them to which of them would be the greatest. Now, these are carnal arguments, which of course you know. And Jesus, perceiving the thought of their heart, took a little child and set him by him and said to him, whoever receives this little child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives him who sent me. For he who is the least among you all will be the greatest, will be great. Then John says, Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name and we forbade them because he does not follow with us. Now you see, this is the spirit of carnal people. Who think that Jesus wants to, you know, this is our thing. But Jesus said, do not forbid him, for he who is not against us is on our side. You understand? Now, the spirit of every father is to see natural office, is to reproduce himself. Amen? Now, his joy is to see his children being like him and even exceed him. Do you understand? Eh? Now, that is the joy of a father. Now, the Johns, before they became fathers themselves, we are seeing as this is our thing. These guys are coming from outside and are trying to destroy. I mean, they're also trying to what? Jesus says, no, leave them alone. Now, there will always be people who think like that, who think they are more zealous for the person. But the person who has the grace actually is desperate for other people to do what he's doing. Do you understand? Eh? Because it comes, that's how it reproduces itself. Now, if it does not reproduce, any organism that does not reproduce itself dies. And it becomes extinct. Amen? So for anything to happen at that level, somebody who carries it has to make sure that it is reproduced and reproduced and reproduced. And so what the other person does, now so many people are doing. Okay? Everybody is doing. Now, I remember some preacher who came and told me that, you know, there are some guys, they are my spiritual sons, but instead of seeking God, they are always preaching my messages. I didn't tell him, but I wanted to tell him, you are not yet qualified to be a father. Because how can a father be angry when his sons are preaching his message? Praise the Lord. You see, if you want to hold and to hold your car, this is my car originally, my God, you're not a father. And by the way, even in natural life, like, have you ever seen people who, you can see somebody who has a child from the way they respond when a child comes. Even some of these ushers, a child comes and runs, then an usher jumps and runs. But now somebody who has a child at home will do it in a different way. You understand? Like, there's something which changes when you have your own children. Numbers chapter 11, verse 26. But two men who had remained in the camp, the name of one was Eldad, and the name of the other was Medad. And the spirit rested upon them. Now they were among those listed, but who had not gone out to the tabernacle. Yet they prophesied in the camp. And the young man ran and told Moses, and said, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. So Joshua the son of Nun, now this is like John, Moses' assistant, one of his choice men, answered and said, Moses, my Lord, forbid them. Then Moses said to him, are you zealous for my sake? Or that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them? And Moses returned to the camp, he and the elders. Now, these people were one of the 70 called. They did not come, but the spirit fell upon them, and they started prophesying. And now these assistants, they will always be assistants, who are zealous. For what? And it happens. John had it. All the other people had. Can you imagine these guys also prophesying? Then Moses, who is the father, says there is no problem with them prophesying. I actually wish everyone would prophesy. Praise the Lord. Now that's the heart of a father. Now they're returning the heart of the father to the what? To the sons. Glory to God. Now I'm going to tell you what stands in the way of some people not receiving. The first one I've told you is the superstar culture. There is nothing God does to create superstars. He does it to replicate a spirit upon so many people. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is the purpose. There are no superstars in the kingdom of God who are supposed to be there and be seen as for them they arrived. For us, we are not there. Every time somebody puts God out there, it is all for the purpose of everybody. This is what you can do. This is what is possible. But you see, the world creates superstars. And you know that there are certain people who are not supposed to go certain places in the world. But in the kingdom of God, it is not like that. When God gives you a father, it is for you to manifest the same results as that father. And that father will be happy when you manifest the same results. You understand? This is what the ministry is creating, fathers and children. Now, Luke chapter 10, when he sent out those people, verse 17, you know this. Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority to trample on the serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, but that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Verse 21. Now here is one of the reasons why many people don't receive. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to the babes. Even so, Father, for so it is seemed good in your sight. Now, somebody who is wise and prudent is not going to go and start mimicking somebody. Even you start walking the way he walks and what? Now, do you realize that's childish? But that's how you get the spirit. Like, it is complete mimicking. Everything I see him doing, I do. Everything he says, I say. Do you understand? Now, even Paul says, let's first read this before we come back. We go to 1 Corinthians 4:14. I do not write these things to shame you, but as my beloved children, I warn you. For though you might have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. So you have one father in the natural and one father in the spiritual. Praise the Lord. But that doesn't mean you cannot have instructors. You can have so many instructors, but only one of them is a father. Okay? Then he says, therefore, I urge you to imitate me. Don't imitate instructors. Imitate a father. Amen? Instructors are not to be imitated. They are to be heard from and listened from and learned from. But the Father is the one whom they imitate. So he says, you might have so many instructors in Christ, but in the gospel I begot you. You're my children. I'm your Father. Now therefore, imitate me. Do as I do. Mimic me. Now, let's go back to the other scripture. Do you realize that Jesus says that you've hidden? Now, after these people come back, the 70, not the 12, the 70, come back and says, demons were fleeing, were healing the sick and what? Then Jesus laughs and says, man, you've hidden these things from the wise and prudent. But you've revealed them to babes. How are babes? Go and heal the sick. We've gone. Now, that's how children behave. You understand? That's why he says, unless you receive the kingdom as a child. It's a kingdom. It's not a democracy. As a child knows that everything my Father has is mine. In that simplicity, there is no contradiction in them. They will say, our car, our house, our what? They know. Amen? But when they grow up, they say, start saying my Father's house. Now they have lost it. They have become wise and prudent. They have become wise and prudent. When they are young, they are best. Because they know our house, our car, our what? Everything is ours. Eh? Now that is how babes behave. Eh? And that's how they receive these things. And Jesus said, but you've hidden them from the wise and prudent. So now these people who I just sent out, they come back and say, man, everything was working. We were raising the dead. We were doing what? We'll do this. Man. And Jesus has even to calm them down. Eh? Okay. Don't be too excited about that. Eh? But you see the beauty of it is that now you tell it to somebody who is wise and prudent and he has to understand, yeah, but how does it work? How does this happen? How do you do this? You understand? Now you've become wise and prudent. Eh? 7 steps of how to do this. You become wise and prudent. You remember that gospel? Eh? Somebody's 7 steps of how to receive the grace. Actually, you need 7 steps of how not to receive the grace. It's like my son saying 7 steps to not look like your father. Okay, to look like your father. You understand? Eh? It's natural. He actually needs to be told how not to look like me. And coached. Because the natural tendency is he has to look like me. Praise the Lord. So even in the spirit, it's natural. You just look like the person. That's just the way it is. Now, if you start striving, once it gets into striving and trying to make it happen, then you've lost it somewhere. You know, there are things which are natural. Okay? You cannot say 7 steps of how to, what is natural? You know, like people who start trying to, how to fall asleep at night, then you know they've lost something. Eh? Because sleep is natural. Okay? Like, there are things which are natural. And if they do not respond in that way, then there is something wrong. Okay? Okay. Glory to God. Okay. Wise and prudent. Eh? Now, one of the ways is a superstar culture. I'm now teaching you how you cannot get the grace. Eh? Because how to get it is so simple. Praise the Lord. Now, how you can miss it. What does it mean to be a son? Number one, copycat. Copycat. Imitate, mimic. What you see me doing is what you do. In those actions of mimicking, you actually are catching something. Just doing what somebody, even speaking like them, it looks stupid. Eh? But if you won't do stupid things, then you're wise and prudent. You're not a babe. Eh? Glory to God. Okay. Another way is, let's first read Philippians chapter 2, verse 19. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I may also be encouraged when I know your state. For I have no one like-minded. Say, somebody say like-minded. Somebody say like-minded. Who will sincerely care for your state? For all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus. But you know his proven character, that as a son with his father, he has served with me in the gospel. Actually, it says it, he has served me in the original thing. Now, of course, service is one of the ways of getting the Spirit, but not every service yields the catching of the Spirit. Now, as a son with his father, he has served with me in the gospel, because there is nothing quite like this. This is one of the reasons so many people miss out. Everybody knows the parable of the prodigal son, but we're going to read it here, just so that you see some things. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Like-minded. Glory to God. Now, you have to know the mind of somebody for you to actually be like-minded. You have to know what that person, you have to know what it is they like, what, you know, what their preferences are and what everything. Now, there's somebody here who came and told me, he saw me coming out of of Equity Bank. And he said, since... So he also moved his account to Equity Bank. Somebody say, babe. But do you know how he got blessed financially? He even brought for me a big seed. Because people were giving him money and multiplying. That's a babe. Can you imagine how simplistic that is? I mean, serious guys like you, how do you believe that? Okay. Now you see, when you want to be serious, you miss out on powerful things, which you can just inherit and just take them. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Now, I want you to listen to this. This boy has the sense to know that what his father has is his. That's a good place to be. Praise the Lord. So he knows, I can get this. I can inherit this. And now, I'm not even going to wait. What everything he has is mine. So I have an entitlement. So he approaches it with a sense of entitlement. It is mine. I can get it. Like, there is no qualification apart from being his son. Praise the Lord. That's the only qualification. So does the father say, no, wait until I die? No. Here is your inheritance, you go. But now what he doesn't know, and now what so many people don't know, is that when you get an inheritance from somewhere, you cannot go, like when you get cut off from the source, it will wither and it will die. Praise the Lord. It only survived because it was connected to the source. Glory to God. Now, there have been people who will come and see, let's say, okay. You know, this, Jesus said nobody bears witness of himself. So I'll give you an example. So let's say you come to Zoe and you see the prophecy. Then you say, I want to prophesy like God. I want to prophesy. So you want to learn how to prophesy. Then you finish learning. Okay, now you know how to prophesy. Then you take off. Then you go and try to recreate your own thing. And that is the attitude of the world. It's like somebody comes and sees your house and says, I want to go and build mine. You know that. Now, when you go and recreate your, it is going to wither. The only reason it was actually there is because you are still connected to the source. Now, when you get cut off from the source, praise the Lord. Now, this is a very powerful ministry, but it's because it's plugged into a certain source. Now, if I unplug it, it will wither. And just as simple as that. Now, this is what this prodigal son said. Now, there are things I can do, I know, which I received from, my father. But they're only applicable when I am there, connected. I cannot say now I got what I wanted, I'm out of here. They will wither, like this man's riches. So he goes with his riches, and then suddenly they wither. Now, he began to be in want. Go ahead. Then when he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him to his fields to feed swine. Now, some people actually have been feeding swine, because they cut off from what? And you would gladly have few. Now, there are people who surrender their miracles because they don't know how to stay plugged in to the place where the miracle was birthed. Be it here or some other place. You understand? Okay. And would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. Okay? But when he came to himself, somebody say he came to himself. And said, how many of my... Once he came to himself by understanding, I have a father. I'm not supposed to be suffering like this. Now, until that time, his father was not mentioned. Now, what made him come to himself is when he understood, I have a father. Like, there's a father. Why am I suffering like this? When actually, there's somebody who is my father. So he said, in my father's, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father. Now, I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. And I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Now, how many people know that son is not worthy? Son is son. Do you understand? When you are a son, you do not sonship is not qualified for. So you cannot be unworthy to be a son. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. If you give birth to a child, they don't qualify.
They are just given birth to. Now, when you're a son, even if you mess yourself up, you're a son. You just have to go back to the source. Glory to God. Because there was never any qualification that made you a son anyway. So now, even when he comes and says, I'm no longer worthy, the father knows, what are you talking about? Eh? Make me like one of your hired servants. Now, a son can never be a servant. Glory to God. A son can never be a servant. Now, but of course, there are people who choose the path of servanthood. Those are the people who, and there will be many. Because these are the things of mimicking, it's too childish. Eh? So they will say, I want to also go and fast and also believe God and also what? And then I also get that on my own. And to be my own man. You've had that reasoning. Eh? That is the wisdom of the world. Even if you were to fast until the rapture, you'll not get it. Because there are things which were given to you. Now, can you imagine how God sits and says, now look at this person. Not that don't fast. Eh? You know I've told you to fast. But my point is, you don't fast to become a son. You're a son whether you fast or not. So this guy comes back with all his messed up thing. Imagine somebody who left with goods and then comes back with torn clothes. And even he himself, in his estimation, sees he deserves to be a servant. But his father says, no, you cannot be a servant when you're a son. It is not possible. Those boundaries cannot be crossed. So, go ahead. And he rose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Okay? And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. Okay? And bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Now, his older brother. Now, in your father's house, there is being merry. Eh? You, okay. Now, his older son was in the field. Now, you see, these things do not come by mistake. The older son is actually the servant, the ones, the law, versus the grace. Eh? Because the law came first. So, the older son is the one who came first. Eh? Praise the Lord. Okay, now his older son was in the field. And as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf. But he was angry and would not go in. Now, I know so many people, by the way, who, when people don't understand the grace of God, you cannot avoid being angry. It's inevitable. You become bitter, you become angry, you become resentful. And now I'm telling you, like, there are places, somebody was telling me here today that, not today, sometime during the week, in office, that when people come to her who need deliverance, that she sends them to some church in Mutundwe. I told her never do that. Never, ever, ever do that. Like, those places are even worse than discotheques. Like, there is nothing as bad as that spirit of religion. Like, I'm telling you, there are places like the prayer mountain in Seguku. I can never step there. Like, there is a thick cloud. I remember a thick cloud. You people, you know, that spirit is, by the way, it is worse. And I mean that in terms of catching fake things than even going to some of these discotheques. You will go and get that thing, and immediately the spirit of religion lands on you. You will start seeing everything that is wrong with you. And it just attaches itself with you, and you'll never feel worthy at all ever in your life. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, you start seeing everything as, no, oh, I'm unclean, and now you start trying to cleanse yourself every time, and then you make Jesus useless. Because if you have to cleanse yourself, what did he come to do? Now, then you'll never believe for anything powerful in your life. Eh? Like, that spirit of, it is so powerful. The last time I went there, and I went there for a reason, but the last time I went there, I knew what I'm telling you, but I went there nonetheless because I had to do something. I came back and I had to almost pray about that thing for 3 days. I'm telling you. Now, those places where people see demons in you, usually you have a demon. Never go there. Never go there. Everything is a demon. Now, there's a friend of mine who got art pieces and put them in what? In his house. Eh? This is your God. I mean, you can't even have art in the house. Like, do you see how the devil has made those people look very stupid? By the way, I'm telling you, never go to those places. If you want deliverance, come to me and I will cast out any demon in one day. Sorry, in one sentence. One sentence. And it will go. Don't go to those places. Because, oh man, they are dangerous. Dangerous. Oh, yo. They even tie people on a pole. Now, there's a friend of mine who somebody told him that they went there. Then they told him, huh, you have this demon and what? He said, you people, I don't have any demon. Oh, mulaba. He said, Omulaba, Aina. They said, Masina, Olaba. Like, now, you cannot win. Because when you argue, you actually show you have. So now, they actually caught the guy. I'm telling you a true story. Now, this is a serious guy. It's like finding Pastor Rego on the they have tied him on a pole somewhere. Like, and they really tie you with a rope like this. And then you stand there. Then they start casting out. Man, okay, man, it is. So the guy just realized that the more he argues, the more he's going to be on that pole. And they like overpower you. Like there is no choice. Kanyamas come and you can't. There's nothing you can do. So the guys, they tied him. And so the guy just realized that his safety, his escape is going to act by acting calm. So the guy acted calm. Then in the morning they said, it seems he's now delivered. Then as soon as they lose him, he took off. Like, can you imagine? Now, and you take somebody, but the devil has messed up with some people, man. Like, and the thing is, when somebody starts seeing demons in you, they will never come and say, now there is no demon, you're free. It's like those people of curses. They will never say, now we've broken all curses. Go, no, there's always a new one. A new one. Now, you know, in the pharmaceutical world, there's what they call disease mongering. Where you go and they tell you how you're sick. And what they're doing is they're selling drugs and making pharmaceutical companies rich. And some of you believe them because you have insurance, what? And when they know you have insurance, you never go to a hospital and don't come out with a sickness. Even if you went when you've just been jogging a marathon and you go, they will find a sickness. Because you have insurance and that's free money anyhow. So some of those people will always find demons. Okay. But he was angry and would not go in. Therefore, his father came out and pleaded with him. And he answered and said to his father, Lord, these many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your commandment at any time. And yet you never gave me a young goat that I may make merry with my friends. Now, I want you to see this attitude. This guy knows that half of this man's property is mine. His brother does not even know that one goat. Now, you see how people choose to be a caretaker when they can be the prince and inherit? Now, this man did not know that he has a due inheritance. His to take. But as soon as this son of yours came. Now, you see, this is how these people say. You know, as soon as this son of yours. Now, you see, he's no longer calling him my brother and what. Because he thinks he's going to become more worthy by working. I've worked for you all these years. I've done these things also. Like, as a son, you're already worthy. There is no work that is going to make you more worthy. You're a son. It is not based on what you do. It is based on your heritage. Praise the Lord. Now you just receive it. Now there is nothing that you just. Okay. And who has devoured your livelihood with harlots? As soon as he came, you killed the fatted calf for him. Okay. And he said to him, son, you are always with me. And all that I have is yours. Praise the Lord. All that I have is what? Now don't be particular when you can be the what? Son. Because even if you work hard as how like a caretaker, you never inherit the kingdom. Glory to God. But somebody who is just, now you have a choice. Why would you choose to be one when you have the other? Now, this is what you say. If you want, now when you want to start meditating on this sonship and seeing it influence your life. Okay? These are things you say in your closet. And you say, I'll tell you what I say. I tell you? Okay. I say, Prophet Elvis Mbonye is my father. Everything he can do, I can do. Every manifestation that he does, I can do. I am equal to him, not in hierarchy, but in manifestation. In Abundance. Because he lives in abundance, I live in abundance. Because anything that cannot conquer him cannot conquer me. Any problem that cannot touch him cannot touch me. Do you understand? And so on and so forth. Do you understand? Now, then you make that your meditation. And you see, then you say, his experience is my experience. His spiritual experience is my spiritual experience. Now you see how you easily start seeing in the spirit. Now you will fast and fast, yet you can actually just say, my father, he sees angels. Okay. Tonight I have to see angels. Do you understand? Eh? And you just receive it like that. And like a babe, like a child. To you belongs the kingdom of God. Eh? If you can be a child. So you just say everything that is about him. Now when you inherit the whole package, prayer life. Now there are certain people whom I know who could not pray for more than 10 minutes. But then they went this way. Then the next thing you know, you pray for 3 hours and you don't even know it has come. Because you inherited somebody's thing. Like, if you tried, you'd force yourself, then look at the watch, and it's 15 minutes. But now, that is the other way. Now there is this way. Praise the Lord. Eh? Just receive it. Now, if he walks in divine health, so do I. So if sickness cannot hammer him, so it cannot hammer me. Now, do you see I receive everything free of charge? By inheritance. And you realize that that is the foremost knowledge, I mean the foremost revelation of this time. Because we have no time. Even if you had fasted 20 years, you'd finish your fast in heaven, in the rapture. Like there is no time for that. Just receive it and go. Glory to God. Because the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. But you see, the devil hates this kind of message. Because now you imagine, you know it says about Jesus that he, if he had known, he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But you see, he doesn't know. So he's seeing this one man who is messing him up. He doesn't know when he kills him, the one man will become 70 men. And then they after so many men. Do you understand? Eh? Now imagine, imagine if there were 1,000 Prophet Elvis Mbonyes in Kampala. The devil would have to shift from here permanently and go and find another place. Eh? Where? Which country do you don't like? Okay. probably go to Afghanistan. like how can it? Because if one guy is messing you up like that, imagine now if another. Do you understand? Now this is the foremost revelation. Now if you want to learn how to receive, just receive. Just receive. Just accept that this is. Now when you see something powerful, don't see yourself as detached. See yourself as being there. This is also my experience. It is not just for him. It is for us. Eh? Like my son and the house. Eh? It is not just my house. It is our house. Praise the Lord. It is what? Our house. Now, I want you to notice that he never says I when he's preaching. He says we. Do you know why he says we? Now you'll know. Okay? Because it's not just about, like, the idea is, come, everybody. Be like, this thing, even the finances, even the abundance, even what. Now you choose where you want to start. You say, me, I want to start with that Range Rover. Eh? Now somebody says, I want to start with the prophesying. Eh? Your choice. You understand? Eh? Then another says, me, I want to start with the divine health. Eh? Knock yourself out. Praise the Lord. Eh? Anywhere you touch, eh? There are nice things. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Now, have you learned something today?
Yes.
Now just go and mess the devil up. Eh? Like, mess the devil up. Don't try to detach yourself. Don't try to recreate your own thing. Amen? Because you see some people come and say, you know, actually somebody said it the other day, that you know Zoe is the only ministry where you find people who have their own ministry sitting. Do you understand? Do you know that none of these ministries have that? They will tell them, close your ministry and come here. No. And some people think that that's the spirit there. No, they are not like, it is not. It is to birth. Even when you have a child, he goes and starts his own family. But does he remain your child? Yes. So now, do not try to recreate your own thing. God has created it for you. Just sit down and receive. Glory to God. Sit down and what? Receive. And you receive it through meditation. You receive it through meditation, through sitting down and actually looking at this person and saying, do you hear when, imitate, do you hear when like, Just sit down and receive. They just choose one area where you want to start and just start receiving it. He's like this. This is how I see him doing things. This is how I'm going to do it. Now, this is what I'm going to do. Just pattern yourself after that person who is your father. Just pattern yourself after him and then reap the benefits. Glory to God. Then you will start sitting down and cheating and money runs after you. Glory to God. By the way, like money runs after you for real. Where you even run away, but somehow it locates you. Now, some of you have to work for it, but don't be fooled. But the devil has kept the whole world in that thing. You can actually meditate on something, and that revelation becomes your life. Okay? Like that scripture in Ezekiel 47. I have to stop. But that scripture in Ezekiel 47, it can be anything. Okay, but this one actually even prophet read it one day. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple towards the east. For the front temple faced the east. So the temple is here. Water is flowing from there. The prophet, Ezekiel, is moving this side. Okay, go to verse 3. And when the man went to the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters. The water came to my ankles. Now he's walking towards the water. Now you know water is revelation. And so it comes to the ankles. Okay, go ahead. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the water came to my knees. Now, you see, when you meditate, you not start by getting the Range Rover immediately. You may or may not. But the point is that you grow in the revelation from the ankles to the knees. You understand? Now, when you get to the knees, certain things happen. Okay? Now, then, again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through, and the water came to the waist. Again, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep, water in which one must swim, a river that cannot be crossed. Now, I'll tell you, this is true for every revelation. Even like this, a finance. When you start at that level, you know. But if you continue meditating on it, and meditating not just on it separately, meditating on it from your father, like it comes to the knees, then to the ankle, to the waist, like it just grows. Then you get to a time where actually now you're swimming in it. And now you know that there is nothing that can hold you back financially. Now that is true for anybody, minister, no minister, anybody, whatever business. The money that comes to you will always be in commensuration with the revelation you have in that area. I'll say that again. The money that comes to you will always be in commensuration with the revelation that you have in that area. It will all, don't, you, if you try to get what is beyond you, it will not come. Even if it came, it would go. Amen? So you just meditate on it and meditate on it from that thing. Imitate what? And you will see. Like, if you do what I'm telling you to do, in 3 months, you'll not be the same again. And everybody around you will see it. They will see it. You know, Paul tells Timothy that meditate on these things, that your profiting might be evident to all. Like, when you meditate, like, profiting, where it is clear to everybody that the other time this man was like this, now something has completely changed, and he's like this. And because God is in a hurry, because the return of the Lord is near, instead of taking you 3 years, it will take you 3 months. Glory to God. After it might even take you 3 weeks. Amen. So stand up and let's pray. Just pray in tongues, everybody. Just eat on these words. If you have to ask for the message and do it, just do it and understand what it means to be a son, by the son and daughter and father, and then just receive that. Okay. Rika brazanta rabashiko grozoto roshira brazite. Rima sika yalabokoro osinda labakra shinda lamasile bekresite rabashiko.